And welcome back inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, joined by Sheil Kapadia of Birds 24/7, the new home of all your Eagles writing. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
All right. So we're going to you put out your projected 53-man roster the other day. We're going to go through it, and let's start on the offense here. Now, I have a little bit of trouble giving this the credence it deserves because I don't see Steve Vallos anywhere on your list.
I know, but I tried my hardest to get your boy on there, but hey, it's still, we got three more preseason games, so I'm sure he'll have his time to impress. Maybe this will change next week.
All right, so we start at the quarterbacks. You say no Trent Edwards. That's, I think, the chalk decision there.
I've got that right now. A thought I had on the way in was, if Mike Kafka's not 100% healthy coming in, do they have to keep an extra quarterback as that backup in week one? But right now, yeah, I think Trent Edwards is out, and those are your three quarterbacks.
Very interesting notion, I guess, with Kafka. I wonder if that means that they would have to guarantee Edwards' contract, but something to keep an eye on for sure. And then the running backs, you have Bryce Brown getting that third spot over Chris Polk. That seems to be the way things are going right now.
Yeah, I think to me that's a long-term kind of projection. You know, Bryce Brown is the guy with the more upside to me, the guy who maybe next season comes in and really contributes. I think this year, McCoy and Lewis, those are going to be your ball carriers. So I don't know that Bryce Brown contributes as a rookie, but I think he's shown enough to make the roster.
All right, so Havili gets the nod at fullback. Then we go to wide receiver. I think at this point, Demaris Johnson is all but a lock for this team. The sixth guy you have, Marvin McNutt, he flashed a little bit in training camp, has quieted down a little bit. How comfortable do you feel that he'll be on this team?
Well, I agree with you about Demaris Johnson. I think I think he's a lock right now. He's shown enough as a receiver in special teams. But Marvin McNutt, yeah, he's certainly on the bubble. You know, I don't see another receiver who's really shown me enough to push him for that sixth spot, and I tend to always give those rookies, the draft picks, the benefit of the doubt. The Eagles obviously liked him back in April, so I think he's shown enough to kind of sneak on the roster, probably being inactive on game days, but again, that's kind of a future projection.
Any chance you think that they go light there, go with five receivers?
I think it's possible, but I didn't see another area where I really, you know, I don't see them keeping a third tight end. I know we'll get to that, but if there was another area offensively where I felt like they needed to add some depth, maybe I would do that, but right now I think it's going to be six.
All right, and I tend to agree with you, only two tight ends right now. That's what they've gone with the past couple of years, and Brett Brackett and Chase Ford have been solid, but they haven't, I don't think at this point, done enough that they merit a necessary roster spot. So we go to the offensive line. You've got nine guys, usually nine or ten for the Eagles on offense with the big guys. Your backups here, Dennis Kelly, Dallas Reynolds, and Julian Vandervelde inside. Tell us about those decisions.
That's a tough one. You know, I look at offensive line depth. I think that's a concern right now for the Eagles. That could be an area where when teams cut down their rosters, perhaps you see the Eagles add a player or two. Kelly, I think, is someone who's going to be on there, like I said, for future potential. Offensive tackle has played some guard, too. Backup center is a concern. You know, Jason Kelce, the importance on his position this year with making those pre-snap adjustments and really doing a lot in tandem with Michael Vick, they've got to find a guy who, if Kelce goes down, they're going to be comfortable with. Dallas Reynolds, I think, could be that guy. That's why I've got him on there. Julian Vandervelde could be that guy also, although I thought he really struggled in that first preseason game. So they've got to make some decisions there for sure.
And Dallas Reynolds is such an interesting guy. Been on the practice squad for 3 years. I think we sort of wrote him off. But he's been getting all the second-team reps for the most part at center. He even got some first-team reps at guard when Evan Mathis was out. It seems right now like he's pretty safely on there. It's an interesting career path for him for sure. And then the other guys who were left out there are Gibson and Vallos, and sixth-round pick Brandon Washington, who's had the concussion, hasn't really been able to show what he can do.
Right, yeah, Washington is largely an unknown right now. The other two guys have a shot. You know, I wouldn't rule either guy out right now, Gibson or Vallos. Like I said, they got to find someone who can play guard or center, who can be that active interior lineman on game day should one of those guys go down.
So we go to the other side of the ball now, and this is, I think, probably the toughest decision that the Eagles are going to have to make, how they're going to shake out this defensive line. There really seem like if you put Mike Patterson on the PUP, if that's what you're thinking you're doing, it seems like there's 11 guys, and you have all 11 of them staying.
Yeah, I'm going heavy. I think I'm the only one who's got all 11 making it right now. certainly that can change. I think the guys really on the bubble are Darryl Tapp and Antonio Dixon. I know some people have mentioned Philip Hunt, but I just look at his age. I look that he's under team control contract-wise for, I think, 3 seasons, and really the potential he's flashed as a pass rusher with Trent Cole and Jason Babin getting up there in age a little bit. I think Philip Hunt's not a guy you want to part ways with. And Darryl Tapp, I'm probably higher on him than a lot of people. I think he's a valuable veteran. I think you look at this defensive end rotation, he may be the second most well-rounded defensive end they have. He's not a pass rush specialist. He's someone who can come in if Trent Cole gets injured, play a lot of snaps for you at right defensive end. So maybe they look to move Tapp in a trade. Maybe he gets cut. But right now, I just see them going heavy there on the defensive line.
It's such a tough decision. And the one thing that makes me think that they may only keep 5 ends is because Cullen Jenkins has been playing so much defensive end when he's been out of practice. But I really don't know how you could part ways with a guy like Tapp. It's a very difficult decision. So we move on to linebacker now. And really here, it seems like roster spot-wise, there are 5 guys who are some sort of locks. And that 6th spot is between Akeem Jordan and Keenan Clayton. You give it to the veteran Jordan, who's so good on special teams.
That's the reason why, yeah. Akeem Jordan, he knows all the positions in case he has to come in. I don't see him playing a big role for this team defensively, but special teams is an issue, and kickoff coverage and punt coverage were outstanding last year. I think that's not something you want to lose going into 2012. You really want to put this defense in a good position to be field position wise, and I think Akeem Jordan gets the nod there ahead of Keenan Clayton.
Okay, so in the secondary now, and this is where there might be some a little bit of disagreement. We only have 5 cornerbacks: Nnamdi, DRC, of course, the starters, Hoselio Hansen, Curtis Marsh, and Brandon Boyk, and those guys all sort of seem like locks as long as Hoselio is your nickel cornerback. But you're cutting Brandon Hughes and Cliff Harris. Tell us why.
Well, Brandon Hughes right now, I think the only way he gets on the field is if you suffer injuries to both Nnamdi Asamoah and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. I think they seem pretty comfortable with Curtis Marsh as the first man up if one of those two guys goes down. So I think when you're building that 53-man roster, not an immediate need for Brandon Hughes. If you do suffer injuries there, maybe you can pick him back up if he doesn't catch on with another team, or you can find another cornerback to kind of fill in. The other guy you mentioned, Cliff Harris, really liked him at the beginning of camp. Of course, suffered that ankle injury, and I'm not ready to count him out quite yet. I have the 11 defensive linemen right now, but I think if Cliff Harris flashes here in the next couple weeks and they really think he's a guy who you can't stash on the practice squad, I think Harris could make the roster, and maybe you go with 10 defensive linemen.
And then the eye-opener at safety, second-round pick from last year, Jaquan Jarrett, not on your roster. Tom Nelson is the 4th safety. Give us the reason.
To me, the reason with Jaquan Jarrett, we know coverage hasn't really been his strength. He was never billed as a great cover guy. And what I've seen so far in that first preseason game is he really struggled with the other aspect of it. Andy Reid talked about it, taking good angles to the football, being a good tackler. If he can't show that he's not only good but outstanding in those areas, I really just don't see a reason to keep him on this football team at the start of 2012. Tom Nelson, I think, was active for 4 games last year, but I think he had 5 special teams tackle. So if Colt Anderson isn't ready to go to start the season, you buy some time maybe with Tom Nelson. Is it going to play a big role for you defensively? But that's the reason I kind of switched it up there.
Yeah, Jaquan, I think, knows that he didn't play very well. He's got 3 games left to sort of change that perception about him. Going to be interesting to see how he does against the Patriots. Is there anybody else you're looking to see to keep your eye on against this Patriots team?
I think special teams. We still got to watch that punting battle. I know it's not the most exciting aspect of the team, but like I said, coverage units were very good last year. They need to make a decision there between Matt McBryer and Chaz Henry, and also keep an eye on who's holding on those field goals, because that's kind of an important factor for that punting position.
All right, great stuff. Shiel Kapadia, you can follow Shiel on Twitter at Shiel Kapadia, and Birds 24/7, the new website with him and Tim McManus, phillymag.com/Eagles. Shiel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bo.
All right, back with more on Eagles Live.